B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Zayin. We're going to start on the last few words on Daf Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Huna, Hamna'ir talisoi b'Shabbos, if somebody shakes out his cloak on Shabbos, Chayav Chatos, since he's cleaning off his cloak, and it's compared to whitening, and he's chayav for the malacha of Libun. V'loi omron elo b'chadati, this is only true regarding a new garment, where a person is very particular that there should be no dust on it. Aval ba'atiki, but with an older garment, less lon bo, there's no concern. V'loi omron, and this halacha is only true, elo b'uchmi, with a black cloak, where every bit of dust can be very well seen on it, and a person will be particular to shake it off. Aval b'chivri, but a white cloak, v'sumki, or a red one, less lon bo, since one cannot see all the little specks of dust, and therefore, since he's not particular, it's not considered libun. Once it's not considered libun, one's allowed to even shake it off on Shabbos. V'hu d'kopid olayu, and this halacha is only true if this is a type of person who typically is particular that his cloak should not have any dust on it. If it's somebody that never bothers him, then it's not libun for him, and he's allowed to shake off his cloak. Continues the Gemara, Ula ikle le pumpadisa. Ula was visiting, he happened to be in Pumpadisa. Chozor abonon de kobnapzi glimayu. He saw the chachomim that they were shaking off their cloaks. Omar, he said, kom chalilin rabonon shabbato. These chachomim, they are desecrating the Shabbos. It's chilul Shabbos. You're not allowed to wipe off a cloak on Shabbos. Omar luhu Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda told those chachomim, neputzilei ba'ape. You can shake it off into Ula's face. Anan lo kobdinon midi. We are not particular about this dust on our cloaks, and therefore there's no issue whatsoever to wipe them off on Shabbos, to shake them off on Shabbos. Abaya have a koi kameda of Yosef. Abaya was standing before Rav Yosef. Omar lei, Rav Yosef said to Abaya, havli kumsoi. Pass me my hat, my cap, my hat. Chaza. Abaya saw the ikka talo ole. There's dew on the cap. Have a komachsem lemesev lei. And he was reluctant to pass the cap to Rav Yosef. Omar lei, Rav Yosef said to Abaya, Nepoitz, shake it, shodi, throw off the dew. Anan loikob dinon midi. We're not particular if there is dew on it, if there's not dew on it. If it disturbs you, you want, you can shake it off. But since we're not particular about it, it's not called libun, and there's no isser. Omar Rav Yitzchok bar Yosef, Omar b'yechanon. Hayotze betalis mukupeles. Another halacha. If somebody goes out with a cloak that's folded up and he puts it, and he just puts it over his shoulders and he carries it as one would carry a burden. He's not wearing the garment, he's carrying the garment. Munachas le'al ksefoy, if it's just resting on his shoulders. B'Shabbos, chayev chatos is chayev chatos, since it's not a way of wearing the garment, it's considered carrying a burden, and if one does that in Rosh Hashanah, or if one takes it from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, he's chayev chatos. Tanina mihachi, we saw a brisa to this effect. Soichrei ksus, those who sell garments, hayotzim betalisois mekupolois, if they go out with the cloaks folded up, umenochis al ksefon, and they are placed on their shoulders, b'Shabbos, chayovin chatos. They're chayev chatos, because this is not a way of wearing a garment, it's a way of carrying a garment. This is not only true regarding those who sell garments. Elo kol odom. Is this true for anybody? Elo shedarkon shel moichrin lotzis. Kach, it was the custom for those that would sell the garments to go out with the garments that they were selling draped over their shoulders, and therefore the halacha was said. Rabbi Yitzchok bar Yosef said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, said it regarding these moichrei, this braisa. The braisa is referring to the soichrei ksus. But it's true about anyone. Another halacha, v'chenveni, hayotze b'mois atzurin loy besadinoi, a money changer, a shopkeeper who's going out with a pouch of money, with a pouch full of money, chayev chatos, he's carrying the money, and he's chayev chatos if he carries it on Shabbos. V'loi chen v'ni bilvad, and not only this shopkeeper or the money changer himself, Omru elokol odom. This is true for everybody. Eloshedarke shelchen v'ni lotzis bekach. It was just common for a chen v'ni to go out this way on Shabbos. That's why the Braisa mentions the chen v'ni. V'harotnin, the people from Rotnin, yotzin besudrin shal kseifon. They are allowed to go out with headscarves over their shoulders. V'loy rotininon bilvad omru. And this is not only true regarding the people from this place, Ratonin. Elo kol odom, anyone is allowed to go out with this sudar, with this head scarf over his shoulders. Elo shedarkon shel Ratonin lotzis bekach. It was custom for these people to go out with that. Omer v'yuda maisa b'hurkenes b'noi shor b'leza b'hurkenes sheyotza b'sudar she'al k'seifei b'shabbos. That Hurkenes went out with this sudar, with this cloak that was over his shoulders on Shabbos. Elo shenimo krucho loy be'etzboy, in order to make sure that it should not fall off his shoulders, and then he'll carry it on Shabbos, he would wrap round a thread from this garment onto his fingers, and that way it would stop it from falling off. Ukeshebo adovo lifnei chachomim, when the chachomim heard about this, omru, they said, afilu ein nimo krucho loy be'etzboy, even if you do not wrap this thread around the fingers, it's permitted to go out with it on Shabbos. Dorash Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda Meshmeid Rav Chisda was said in the name of Rav Chisda Halacha Afal Pi She'einim Okrucha Lo Ibet Bo'isav, even though a thread from this sudar is not wrapped around his fingers, it's permitted to go out with it on Shabbos, since it's a normal way of going out. He's wearing the clothes, he's not carrying the clothes, and one's allowed to wear any garments in the street on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. Ula ikla lebeir b'asi barhini. Ula was visiting, he happened to be by Asi barhini. Boi minei, ma'u la'asois marzev b'shabbos. Marzev is literally translated as a gutter. And here we're talking about clothes. We're not talking about utensils or buildings, but we're talking about where somebody has a long robe type of garment, and he wants to lift up the lower part of it so it should not drag on the floor. He wants to lift it up, and then the fold will create a form of gutter at the bottom of the garment. And the question was, are you allowed to do this? Are you allowed to lift up and fold up the garment, this robe, on Shabbos in this way? Omer luhu, hocha omer biloi, osa lasis marzev b'shabbos. You're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. Asks the Gemara, my marzev, what is this marzev that you're referring to? Omer abzeira, kisa bavlaisa, it's a type of a pocket. When one lifts up the robe, lifts it out and up, then it forms a type of a pocket, and that's a type of a gutter. And the way they would do this, when they would lift it up using threads, and it would have some level of permanency on it, and therefore you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. Rabbi Yirmiyah have a Yosef Kameidur of Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiyah was sitting in front of the Zeira, Omar, Hochi Mai, and he asked him, are you allowed to lift up the end of the garment like this? Omar Le'oso, he said, no, you're not allowed to. V'hochi Mai, he demonstrated another form of lifting up the garment and folding a garment up. How about this? Omar Le'oso, he said, this is also Osa. Omer of Papa, or of Papa, told him, "Nekoit ha'iklala biyotcha." I'll tell you what the rule is. Hold this rule in your hand, and you'll know what you're allowed to do. Kol adaita delechnufi, any gathering up, and Rashi explains, which is a permanent fixing up of this garment, and he wants this fold to be there constantly for always. Also, that's also. However, if he's just doing it temporarily, he wants to lift up the cloak in order that he should be walking around elegantly and maybe that the clothes should not be too low, too close to the ground. Since he's only doing it temporarily, he's not fixing the garment, shari, and it's mutter to do it on Shabbos. Kihadar of Shisha, Breder of Idi, Masna'o, Besadino Yhava, he would be Misna'o, he would beautify himself and the way he was walking by lifting up his garment just a few minutes or just temporarily, and he would do this on Shabbos. I mean, he would be doing it even during the week, but since this is the way that he used to commonly lift up his garment, it's not called fixing it because he's not doing it permanently, and therefore even on Shabbos it would be allowed to do it. Ki also Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Omar, he said, Pam achas yotza Rebbe lesoda. At one point, Rebbe went out to the field. And the cloak that was typically draped right down on the right and left and the back of a person, and he lifted up the right side and the left side onto his shoulders, but the back was still draped right down onto the floor. Omar Lefonov, so he said in front of him, Yeshua ben Ziruz, ben Chomov shel Reb Meir, somebody who was called Yeshua ben Ziruz, and he was the son of the father-in-law of Reb Meir, and he commented to Rebbe when he saw Rebbe doing this, he said, Bezu loy chiev Reb Meir chatos. Did Reb Meir not say that this is not considered wearing a garment, this is called considered carrying a garment, and you chayev chatos on Shabbos if you do this? Omar Le, Rebbe said to him, Dik Reb Meir at kan? To this degree, Reb Meir said that it was an issue and it's not called wearing the garment, even though the back of the garment is totally draped onto the floor as I would normally wear it. It's just the sides I've lifted up. Nonetheless, even though Rebbe had a reservation against this ruling of Reb Meir, nonetheless, Shilshel Rebbe Talisoy, he let his talis go back down, he dropped it back down, so he should wear it in the way that everybody was wearing it. I mean, he accepted the reservations voiced by this Yeshua ben Ziruz. Ki also Rovin, when Rovin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Omar, he said as follows, Lo Yeshua ben Ziruz, however, this story did not happen with Yeshua ben Ziruz, rather with Yeshua ben Kefusoi, Hoya, and he was the Chasno, he was the son-in-law, Shereb Akiva. And he was the one that commented to Rebbe, and he said to Rebbe, Omar, Bezud loichiv Reb Akiva chatos? Did Reb Akiva not say that wearing your garment the way you were with the sides pulled up is chayev chatos? Omar loy, Rebbe answered back, Diktek Reb Akiva ad kan? Reb Akiva was particular to this extent that even though just the sides are lifted up, it's called carrying and not wearing. Nonetheless, Rebbe accepted his words. Shilshel Rebbe Talisoy, he lowered the sides of his garment. Ki also Reb Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Omar Nishal Itmar. Reb Shmuel Bar Yehuda came and said that this incident didn't happen, that Rebbe lifted up his cloak and then somebody commented to him, either it was Yeshua ben Ziruz or it was Yeshua ben Kfusoi, who commented to Rebbe that it should be Asa, and then Rebbe lowered it down. No, it was simply a question that was posed to Rebbe. Nishal Itmar, it was posed to Rebbe, is one allowed to wear a garment this way? And Rebbe assumed it was okay. And then they told him that either Reb Meir, whoever it was, they told him that Reb Meir says it's Asa. And he said that since Reb Meir says it's also, you should refrain from wearing it this way. Says the next Mishnah, Horoichetz, and the word Horoichetz seems to be that it's something which is b'di'eved, you're not allowed to do it initially, but Horoichetz, if somebody bathed himself, washed himself, b'me'i ma'ora, in the warm waters that are saved, that are in a cave, or b'me'i Tveria, or from the hot springs of Tveria, Vinistapig, and he dried himself, afilu be'eser aluntiois, even if he used 10 towels, which means that every towel was hardly wet, lo yuvium biyodo, he's not allowed to carry them with his hands home, assuming that there was no issue with carrying, there was an eruv, it was rishus hayochid, there was no problem with the carrying, but there's a question, we're concerned he may come to squeeze out the towels, and squeezing out the towels is schita. Others say there may be an issue with libun. It might be considered washing the towels, depending on if the towels were dirty or clean. If the towels were dirty, then it's a problem of libun. Just making them wet could be a problem of libun. If the towels were clean, then there's an issue with squeezing the towels, with wringing them out. And therefore, since we're concerned you're going to wring out these towels and squeeze them, therefore, even though they were just mildly damp, they were not really wet because he used 10 towels to dry himself, nonetheless it's asa. Avol asara b'nei odom, if you have 10 people who are bathing together, and mistapkim ba'aluntis achas, and they wipe themselves with a single towel. Panim, yadim, viraglim, their faces, their hands, their feet, and it's just that was the custom. But Rashi says that the same rings true, the same applies even l'chol gufom, if they dried their whole bodies with this one towel, which means that this towel was very, very wet. 10 people dried themselves with the same towel. Nonetheless, they allowed this person to carry the towel home, since they were all together in a group. If chas v'shalom he would come to squeeze out this towel, he would have enough friends that would notice and stop him. Continues the Mishnah. Sochin, one's allowed to apply oil, umemashmashin, and one's allowed to massage oneself. Avaloi misamlin, but you're not allowed to massage very vigorously. Avaloi misgarim, you're not allowed to scrape one's skin. Another alocha, ein yerdim lekordima, one's not allowed to go down to the river called Kordima. Ve'ein oisin apiktoizin, you're not allowed to do anything to cause a person's not allowed to do something to cause him to vomit. Ve'ein ma'atzvin esakotin, nor is one allowed to straighten the limbs of an infant. Ve'ein machzirin esashever, one's not allowed to set a broken bone. Mish, and also misha nifroko yodei v'ragloi, somebody who his hand or foot became dislocated, lo yitrofein butzeinon, he's not allowed to massage them using cold water. Aval reicha tzukadarkoi, he can wash himself normally in the way one would bathe or wash any of his body, his whole body, not just that dislocated limb. Vim nisrapin nisrapin, if whilst he's washing himself, as he would be washing normally, the limb happens to become relocated and heals itself, then that's okay. And the Gemara is going to discuss all these halachas. Says the Gemara, Ktoni, Mei Ma'ora Dumya Dmei Tveria. The Mishnah puts together Mei Ma'ora, the waters in a cave, to the Chamei Tveria, to the waters of Tveria, the springs of Tveria. Ma Mei Tveria Chamin, in the same way as we all know that the springs of Tveria are hot, Af Mei Ma'ora Chamin. So too, the waters in the cave that the Mishnah is talking about, we're assuming they are warm or hot water. That's one fact. Another fact, horoichus. The word horoichus, it doesn't say marchitzin, you're allowed to go and bathe yourself in these waters. It says horoichus, if somebody bathed themselves in this water, dieved in, only talking about retroactively. You did it. Are you allowed to dry yourself? How are you allowed to dry yourself? Lekatchila loy, but lekatchila, you should not go and bathe in these waters. Michlal. And both of these halachas are straightforward. Both of these facts are straightforward. What is the Mishnah coming to teach us? Is the Mishnah coming to teach us that you're not allowed to bathe in hot water, lekatchila? We know that. So the Gemara says that the Mishnah is actually coming to teach us, michlal de lehishtateif, to just rinse kol gufoi, just to rinse out. The Mishnah is talking about reich ha-reichetz, which is bathing, but just to rinse one's whole body. Afilu lekatchila shapir domi, even lekatchila, you're allowed to rinse your whole body with hot water on Shabbos. And now the Mishnah is saying, Mani, who holds this way that you're allowed to rinse yourself? You're not allowed to bathe in hot water, but to rinse yourself in hot water, who says that's allowed? Reb Shimon hi, detanya lo yeshateif odom bein bechamin bein betzoinon divi Reb Meir. Reb Meir says you're not allowed to rinse yourself on Shabbos, neither with cold water nor with hot water. Reb Shimon matir. Reb Shimon says it's muta with cold water and with hot water. Reb Yehuda oimer bechamin osur betzoinon mutter. Reb Yehuda says it depends. If it's with cold water, it's allowed. If it's with hot water, it's not allowed. In our Mishnah, that seems to say that only horeichetz, that b'di'eved, if you bathed, then we have the halachas in the Mishnah. It seems that regarding rinsing, it would have been mutter to do it, even lekatchila. That's following the opinion of Reb Shimon. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah, v'nistapeg afilu be'eser aluntiyos, if he dried himself even with 10 towels, he's not allowed to take them home. He's not allowed to take them anywhere or do anything with these towels because he may come to squeeze them out. Says the Gemara, Reisha, Revusa, Kamash Malon, Sefer Rivusa Kumashmalon. The ratio that's talking about one person who uses 10 towels has a chiddush. And the next part in the Mishnah, which says if you have 10 people using one towel, also has an aspect of chiddush in it. Reisha Rivusa Kumashmalon, what's the chiddush in the Reisha? The Afilu Hani, even these towels, Delayna Fisha Buhumaya, there's clearly not a lot of water absorbed in them. Kiven Dechatu, nonetheless, since he's just a person on his own, he may come to squeeze the towel, and there'll be nobody there to remind him, it's Shabbos, you're not allowed to squeeze it, therefore it's Asa. The Sefer Rivusa Kumashmalon, what's the chiddush in the Sefer? Afilu Hani, even in this case, where you've got a single towel, to Nefisha Buhumaya with a very lot of water absorbed in it, 10 people dried themselves in the same towel. Kiven Derabim Ninu, says the Mishnah says that since it's a group of people, there's a Rabim, Mitkara Adodi, they will remind each other that it's Shabbos and that you're not allowed to squeeze the towel on Shabbos, and therefore they are allowed to, as a group, carry this towel to wherever it needs to go. And obviously we have to reiterate that this is assuming that the issues of carrying are not applicable here. Continues the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanon, Mistapik Odom Ba'aluntis, if a person is drying himself with a towel, Umanicho Bechaloin, in the bathhouse, you're not allowed to take it home with you, or for whatever reason you're not taking it home with you, then you should just leave the towel in a window, on a ledge, or just some place adjacent to the bathhouse. V'loyim Sereno La'ulayrin, but you should not give the towel to the bathhouse attendant, because we are concerned, we suspect them of squeezing the towels, and it's asa, and you should not be the one to make them do that, so just leave the towel on some window and do not pass the towel to the attendants. Reb Shimon Oimer, Mistapik Ba'aluntis Achas. A person is allowed to, this is contrary to what we saw in our Mishnah, a person is allowed to wipe himself even with just a single towel, not with 10 towels, even with just one towel, and is allowed to take it home with him, again assuming that carrying is not an issue. Reb Shimon was not worried that a person would come to squeeze it on Shabbos. What's the halacha? Is it like it says in the Mishnah that a single person is not allowed to carry a towel? Or like Reb Shimon said, that he is allowed to? Omar le, ha Reb Shimon, ha Rebbe, ha Shmuel, ha Rebbe Yechanan. Four chachomim all said it was mutter, and therefore that's the halacha. Reb Shimon ha de Omron. We just saw what Reb Shimon said. We just had the braisa that says that Reb Shimon allows him to carry the towel. Rebbe, where do we find that Rebbe allowed it? The Tanya. Omar Rebbe, Kishayinu Lemedim Torah Eitzel Reb Shimon B'Tokoya. When we used to learn Torah with Reb Shimon in a place called Tokoya, Hayinu Malin Shemen V'Aluntis, we would take up to where we were learning oil, and the Gemaras and other places in Shas explained that Tokoya was a place with a lot of oil in it. V'Aluntis and towels, we would take it Michotzo Legag, from a chotzer, from a courtyard onto the roof, umigag le karpef, and from the roofs into a karpef, which is an enclosed area, but it's been enclosed for non-residential purposes, ache yunu magin etel mayon, until we would arrive at the spring where we wanted to toivel, to wash ourselves, shayinu roichat simboi, that we used to wash ourselves at that spring. And Rashi says it can be taken for granted that they didn't leave the towels there. They would anoint themselves with the oil, or whatever they did with the oil, and then they would dry themselves with the towels, and then they would carry the towels back. And obviously, this is not a sugya we're discussing now, but obviously from the chatzeros to the gag, and from the gag to the karpef, and the karpef to the mayon, was something where there was no issue with carrying, and they would take the towel there, and they would obviously take the towel back. They wouldn't just leave it there. And this is Rebbe saying this. So you see that Rebbe allowed them to carry the towel. And obviously the first question that comes to mind is that the discussion here in the Gemara is about whether a person is allowed to carry a towel on his own. What we're bringing a proof from Rebbe, he says that we, it's even in the plural tense, that hoyinu, Kishayinu lemedim Torah, when we in plural used to go and learn Torah, then we would go and bathe and we would take our towels back. So there was a group of them. So what's the proof that he holds like Reb Shimon that even a single person is allowed to? So Tosfos addresses this issue. Tosfos says that Hayinu means that every day when Reb Shimon would go, and or whenever he would go with one Talmud, because the Gemara says that one should not really go to bathe with one's Rebbe unless the Rebbe needs an escort. And it makes sense that Reb Shimon should have only needed a single escort, and that's the Hayinu. It means that every day there was a different Talmud, or every time somebody else would go with Reb Shimon, and when they would carry the towel back, it would make sense that just the Talmud would carry the towel, and Reb Shimon was not carrying the towel. It's not respectable that the Rebbe should have to carry the towel. So since the Talmud on his own was carrying the towel, therefore it is a proof that a single person can carry the towel. The Chasam Sofer addresses and says, I don't understand. He says, even though the Talmud was carrying the towel, but he was not on his own. Reb Shimon was there with him. And Reb Shimon would certainly have told him to be careful. If Chas V'Shalom the Talmud would squeeze the towel, Reb Shimon would warn him. As the Gemara said before, that mid Kriya Adodi, they're going to remind each other. So the Chasam Sofer says, it seems from Tosfos that it's not good enough that one person is carrying it and everybody else is watching and part of the group. Rather, according to this Tzad in Tosfos, that you would need to have a few people together holding the towel together. And that's what you would need. The fact here that only the Talmud was holding the towel is indeed proof that Rebbe holds like Reb Shimon, that even a single person is allowed to carry the towel. Continues the Gemara. Shmuel. We said that Shmuel also says that a single person is allowed to carry a wet towel. The Omer of Yehuda Omer Shmuel, Mistapik Odom Ba'aluntis, Umevia Biyodi L'tech Ba'isai. He said in that many words, a person is allowed to dry himself with a towel and then carry the towel to his home. Rabbi Yechanon, the Omer, where do we find that Rabbi Yechanon said that this halacha that even a single person is allowed to carry a towel, the Omer Abchir Bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yechanon, halacha mistapig odom baluntis umivio biyodoi l'teich beisoi, the same as we saw before. Asks the Gemara, umi Omer Rabbi Yechanon hachi, could Rabbi Yechanon possibly have held, like all these other chachomim, that one is allowed to carry a towel on one's own, even though it's wet? V'omer Rabbi Yechanon halacha kestam mishnah. We know that Rabbi Yechanon has a rule that the halacha is like an anonymous mishnah. And in our mishnah that we learned here, the mishnah said that a single person is not allowed to carry a towel. Says the utnan, in our Mishnah we saw that even if a person dries himself with 10 towels, meaning each towel is hardly wet, you're not allowed to carry it on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Hahu keben chachinoi masnilo. In Rabbi Yechanon's version of the Mishnah said, Divrei ben chachinoi. So it wasn't an anonymous Mishnah, it was a Mishnah referring to the, by name, to ben chachinoi. And since it was not Istam Mishnah, Rabbi Yechanon didn't rule that way. Continues the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yechanon. Ha'olayrin, the bathhouse attendants, Mevi'in, Balarei, Noshim, they would bring the towels that were going to be used by the women in the mikveh, in the bathhouse, Lebei Boni, to the bathhouse. How would they do this on Shabbos? How can you bring the towels on Shabbos? Ubilvad she Yiskase bohen roishon verubon. Here we're talking about that they had to carry these towels through a Rosh Hasharabim. You're not allowed to carry in Rosh Hasharabim. They would have to wear the towels as one would wear a cloth, a garment. How did they do that? They would have to cover roishon, the heads, and rubon, and most of their bodies. And if they would drape over these towels, over the heads and most of their bodies, this way, then it would be called wearing, not carrying, and it was permitted. Sachnisa, if somebody is carrying a kerchief, a big type of a robe, and it will typically be worn over one's shoulders and also covering his head. Tzorich likshir beis roshel lemata, then the two ends of this long type of garment or piece of material would have to be tied together. Only when the two ends are tied together, then it looks like you're wearing it, and it doesn't look like it's a burden that you're carrying. The place that the two ends of this machnisa would be tied is under the shoulders. Rava said to the Bnei Mechuza, we've seen this before, Rava lived in the place called Bnei Mechuza, or he lived in this place was called Mechuza. Ki ma'avritu moni lebnei chelo. When you would bring the garments to the soldiers, when the soldiers would come to town, then the townspeople would bring garments to the soldiers. Then sharvivu buhu lemato michtafayim, make sure that they are draped down and hanging down lower than the shoulders. And it shouldn't just look like you're holding and carrying folded garments on your shoulders, which you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. Sochin umemashmashin. We saw in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, says one's allowed to be sochin umemashmashin. One's allowed to apply oil and massage, avloy misamlin, but you're not allowed to massage vigorously, vloy misgararin, etc. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, Sochin umemashmashin, one is allowed to do the sicha, one's allowed to apply the oil and to massage. Bebnei me'ayin b'Shabbos, over a person's stomach, over his intestinal area on Shabbos. Ubilvad shelo yase kederech shu'oise b'chil. You're not allowed to do it in a fashion that's similar to weekdays. You're not allowed to do anything that resembles weekday type of activities on Shabbos. Heicha Ovid, how should he do it? He wants to do it differently. He wants to do it in a deviated way, in a way which is not normal. Reb Chama bar Chanina Omar, soch v'achar kach mashmesh. First you should put the oil on, and only afterwards you should do the massage, and that's the opposite way around to the way it's done during the week. Reb Yechanan Omar, soch u'memashmesh b'vas achas. You should apply the oil and massage at the same time, and that's very different to the way it was done during the week. Continues the Gemara, Avaloi misamlin, one is not allowed to massage vigorously on Shabbos. Omer b'chia bar Abba, Omer b'yechanon. Osur lamoid b'karki'isa shel Dyumsus. There was a river called Dyumsus, and one is not allowed to stand on the base, on the bottom of this river. Mipnei shem ma'ameles umarape, because it very much invigorates the person, umarape, and it heals him. And since we said one is not allowed to invigorate a person similar to massaging vigorously or to be standing on the base of this river, Dyumsus, and therefore you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. Omer Yehuda Omarav, Kol Yemeo Shel Dyumsus, the healing properties of this river Dyumsus, which was a very salty river, and that's where it got its therapeutic value from the salt in that river. The time of the year where it's the most healing is 21 days. Vatzeres min haminyan, and we know that Shavuos is one of those 21 days. We just don't know, is it the first of the 21 days or the last of the 21 days? Iboyelohu, atzeres lahai gisa, oy lahai gisa. And what end is Shavuos? Is it the first of the 21 days or the last of the 21 days? Tov shema da'oma Shmuel, kulhu shakyoni, all healing drinks. Midivcho va'adatzarto ma'alu. They are the best from Pesach till Shavuos. So you see from here that the opportune time for the healing is between Pesach and Shavuos, not after Shavuos. If so, so too, regarding this river of Dyumsus, we assume that the days of where it's the most healing is the 21 days that end with Shavuos. Says the Gemara, don't bring me proof from there. Don't try and compare the warm and salty waters of the Dyumsus to the drinks that are supposed to be healing, that heal best between Pesach and Shavuos. Dilma may be hosom who de kama de korir alma mali. In the case of the healing drinks, the colder, the cooler that the world is, that the atmosphere is the most effective for healing. And therefore, before Shavuos is more effective than after Shavuos. After Shavuos, the summer kicks in. Aval hocha mishum havlahu. Over here, in the case of the river, where it's the vapors and the warmth of the river, which is what heals, kiven dechomim alma tfei malis, then the time of the year where the days, the world, the atmosphere is even hotter is even more effective. And therefore, it could be that the 21 days where the river of Dyumsus is the most effective is starting from Shavuos, not ending on Shavuos. Continues the Gemara. Omar of Chalboy, Chamra de Puriksa. The wine from this place called Puriksa, where it had very, very meshubach wines, very high quality wines there. Umaya de Dyumsus, and the waters of Dyumsus that we just saw before, they had very therapeutic properties. Kipchu aseres hashvotim Yisrael, they were the ones that caused the 10 tribes of Klal Yisrael, who got carried away with physical pleasures, and therefore they were more busy engaged in the wines and the bathing more than in learning Torah, and therefore they slowly left the Torah's ways and they got lost. And therefore that means Kipchu aseres hashvotim Yisrael, they deprived Klal Yisrael of the 10 tribes. Continues the Gemara. Rebbe Lozor ben Aroch ikle lahosom. Rebbe Lozor ben Aroch on his travels happened to be visiting this place of Prugaisa and Dyumsus, where the river Dyumsus was and where the wine of Prugaisa was. Imshich basrayu. He got attracted towards the wine and the bathing. Iyakar Talmudei. And his learning got forgotten from him, because a person that is engaged in physical pleasures beyond what the minimum amount he needs, it affects the level that he's connected to Torah. Kihodar Osa, when Rebbe Elazar ben Aroch came back, kom lemikra besafra, then he was called to read from the Torah. The Yalkut says that it was actually Parashas HaChodesh that it happened, and boye lemikra HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, he wanted to read HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, this month is for you, Rosh Chodoshim. Omar, instead of that, he said, HaCheresh Hoyo Libom, have your hearts been silenced? Instead of HaChodesh, he read HaCheresh, instead of HaZeh, he read Hoyo, instead of Lochem, he wrote Libom, and they realized what was going on, that he was forgetting his learning. Boyer Rabbonon Rachmi Alei the Chachomim, they davened that Hashem should have mercy on him, Vahodar Talmudei, and his learning came back to him. V'hainu Ditnan, this is what we learned in a Mishnah, Rebnu Yiroyi Oimir, this is a Mishnah in Ovus, Have Geila Lemokim Torah. You should always run and go not to places of pleasure. You should go to places where there are Talmidei Chachomim. V'al Toimer, and don't say, Shehi Tove Acharecho, I don't need to go to places where I'll have friends, colleagues, Talmidei Chachomim. I'll wait for Talmidim to come to me. And you should not wait for that. Shechavrecho Yukaimua B'yodcho. It's only because you have friends, Talmidei Chachomim, who are with you. And when you're learning one area of Torah, they are learning a different area of Torah. And you're all keeping each other sharp in all areas of Torah. Vel Binoscho Al Tishoin. Do not rely on your own memory. And you need a group, you need everybody's learning to help each other remember everything. And that's what the Mishnah says. You should always, when you're being exiled, you should always exile yourself to a mokim Torah. Continues the Gemara, Tana, Loi Rev Nahu Roi Shemoi. We just now saw a quote in the Mishnah in Ovis of Reb Nahu Roi, who says, Have a Geil in a mokim Torah. His name was not Reb Nahu Roi, Elo Reb Nechemya Shemoi. His real name was Reb Nechemya. V'omri lo Reb Elazar ben Aroch. And others say it was actually Reb Elazar ben Aroch, the same one who forgot his learning when he got carried away in the wine of Prugaisa and the waters of the Dyumsus. V'loma nikro shmoy Nahiroi. Why was his name called Reb Nahiroi? Shemanhir enei chachomim b'halocha. He would lighten up the eyes of the chachomim in halocha. Continues the Gemara. Avaloyim is Gararin, we saw in the Mishnah, one's not allowed to scrape oneself, one's skin, on Shabbos. Tonu Rabbonon, Ein Gararin b'migreres b'Shabbos, one's not allowed to scrape oneself with a tool used to scrape on Shabbos, because it's Uvda Dechol. Reb Shim ben Gamliel Omer, Im hoyu raglov meluchlochis betit, if his feet were soiled in mud, ubetzoyer or with excrement, Gairir kedarkoi ve'enei cheshesh, then he's allowed to scrape himself clean, and we're not concerned, because this is not an act. This is not, he's not engaging in scraping. He's engaging in cleaning, and that's something that's allowed. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda avdelei imei megararto dekaspo. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, his mother prepared for him this tool that they would use to scrape themselves. She prepared for him one of these tools made of silver, especially lekavod Shabbos, and that's already different enough than the rest of the week, and he was allowed to use that on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. Ein yerdin lekurdima. We saw in the Mishnah one's not allowed to go down to the river Kurdima on Shabbos. My tam, why not? Says the Gemara, Mishum Pika, it was a place where one could slip, because the mud of that river, of that stream, was very slippery, and a person would trip over there, would slip there, and his clothes would fall into the water, and then he's going to come to squeeze them, and therefore he should not go down into this river on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara, Ve'ein oisin apiktoizin, one's not allowed to induce vomiting in any way. They would make some potion that when they would eat it or drink it, then it would cause them to vomit. One's not allowed to do this for Shabbos on Shabbos. Omer Rabbi Rabbachono Omer Rabbi Yechonon, Loishanu Elo Besam. This limitation is only true when one is taking something using a herb or some potion. Aval Biyad, but to use one's hands, to put one's fingers into one's throat and to cause vomiting, mutter, that is allowed on Shabbos. Tanya Ibn Chemya Oimir, af b'chol osur, it's osur to do this even during the week, mipnei hefsed oichlin, because he's wasting the food. The person typically is hungry, he eats, and he's satisfied. If you cause yourself to vomit, then you're going to be hungry again, you'll eat again, you'll have wasted the food that you ate initially. Continues the Gemara. Ve'ein ma'atzvin es ha'kotn, one's not allowed to straighten the limbs of an infant. Omer Rabbi Bar Brachon, Omer Rabbi Yechonon, lefufei yunuka b'shabbos shapir domi, one is allowed to wrap up an infant, a newborn baby, to tightly wrap it up in order to straighten up his limbs. Asks the Gemara, v'anantnan ein ma'atzvin, did we not say in our Mishnah you're not allowed to straighten out the limbs of an infant? Says the Gemara, no. Hossam in the Mishnah that says that it's asa b'chumra shedra. Over there it's in order to straighten out the vertebrae of the spine, and there it looks, the merza kaboin, it looks like you're building the person, you're straightening him out, his spine. That you're not allowed to do. But otherwise, to wrap up Lifufa Yenuka, to wrap up an infant with very tightly in order that his limbs should get straightened out, that is allowed on Shabbos. And Rashi says we're not talking here about a newly born on the day that he was born. Because on the day he was born, we've already seen in the Gemara and Dafkuf Choftes, one was allowed to strengthen and straighten the limbs of a newly born baby. It's only a little bit later when he's in the infant stage, it's not the day he was born, there you're allowed to do that. But only if it doesn't look like it's boina, which means you're not allowed to straighten out his spine. We have to remember, if it's pikuach nefesh, if it's dangerous, of course you can do anything it takes to make sure the baby stays alive and healthy. We're talking here where it's a procedure that could be delayed till after Shabbos, and therefore one should not do it on Shabbos. In Yirtz Hashem, in the next shiur, we're going to continue from here.